Well, my friends, we all know that Christmas is a time when we want to be cheery and happy, and nobody likes a Scrooge. But for some people among us, the season does not always bring joy, as much as they may try to be merry. When you've lost your spouse during the past year and you spend the first Christmas without him or her, your heart aches for that loss, and as much as others may try to create a happy holiday for you, it just isn't the same. When you have a loved one in the hospital at Christmas, especially if it is a son or daughter, you can't make Santa happen in the same way that you would if they were at home, especially if you know that the cancer which your child has is quite likely to take his or her life. And what about those parents who lost their children in the shooting incidents around our country during the last several years, featured this week in Time magazine? Who can imagine the pain and the sorrow that surrounds them this Christmas as they think about previous Christmases together? My friends, all these and similar situations of personal pain and suffering exist in the minds and hearts of people whom we know and love. Now, I don't think this is the day to concentrate on the difficult aspects of life, but I do think that while most of us celebrate joyfully this feast day, we can't forget about those who are having a hard time. Jesus came to earth to redeem us, yes, but he also came to bring hope to those in darkness. He wanted to bring a message that would echo over the years with the same intensity that he showed when he himself was on earth. You know, I can still remember a Christmas homily which my pastor gave when I was growing up. Probably remember it because he used the same one every year. But the message he brought was a wonderful one, and it was this. He held out his hands and he said, "If your hands are worn and callous from hard work, bring your hands to the Lord. If your hands are small and tender as a child's, bring those hands to the Lord. If your hands are wrinkled with age, bring them. If you are in the prime of life and your hands are strong and robust, bring them." And his point was this: bring your hands, whatever be their texture or appearance, and place them in the Lord's, who can transform them so that you can be Christ to others. Christ did not come to this world in royal splendor, to which he was indeed entitled. He came in simplicity and fully human as we are, to teach us that in our ordinary everyday life, we can find the Christ-like way to be and to live. He asks us to be like him, to find our destiny and our hope in the way we look at life and the way we live that life. I begin this homily by reminding us of some people who have a hard time at Christmas. Like the rest of us, these folks need Christ, perhaps more than we do. If they extend their hands to the Lord, he will fill up what is needed. But I think that there is more to it than that. People who are hurting need others to encourage and assist them. They need us. They need us to assist them to overcome some of the anguish of life. When you sit with a mother who is keeping watch over a sick child, when you take a grieving spouse to lunch, when you have assist people who have very little to live on, then you have continued the mission that Christ came to earth to establish. When you extend your helping hand to those who have needs, you have entered the embrace of Christ. It isn't necessary to undertake huge projects or to engage in enormous undertaking. It is simple. Begin with simple things. A helping hand here, a visit there. It all adds up. My brothers and sisters, Christ emptied himself, as St. Paul said to the Philippians, taking on a human nature so that he might show us how to live. Today, as we celebrate Christmas, think of the people you love and pray for them. But also let us remember those who need a special word of encouragement today and recommit ourselves to be the hands of Christ, reaching out to them and to others who need us.